Edith Scott worked in a blood bank for over 13 years, spending her career interviewing donors, taking blood, and getting to know her regular patients on a personal level. She retired in 2012, but she remembers her time fondly and still has a lot of stories to tell. Her granddaughter, Isabella Loconte, a student with KUNR's youth media program, sat down with her to talk about her time there.
You told me that you used to work at a blood bank for quite some time before retiring. Why did you decide to work at a blood bank?
When I moved back to Reno, I needed to find a job, and I found a job in at the United Blood Services, and I worked there for almost 13 years. I loved it. It was the greatest job. I interviewed donors, and then I also drew their blood. And I still, after 8 years of being retired, I still have some of my older donors still ask about me and tell the girls that we still have lunch or dinner, and they tell me who has asked about me, and I just tell them to tell them I said hello.
Can you tell me one story you remember from working there?
I really enjoyed talking with all my donors because they were good people, and you get to know so many of them that I really liked. And she had what they call a baby donor, and there was one young boy that she came in and donated for him every 2 months because his body did not make iron. She donated for him from the time he was 6 weeks old or something like that. And he passed away when he was, I believe he was 18 when he passed away, and it really broke almost all of our hearts. But she is one of the nicest ladies that you'd ever meet.
Isabella Loconte is a student at the Academy of Arts, Careers, and Technology in Reno, as well as a reporter for our youth media program, a special partnership with the Washoe County School District to train the next generation of journalists. Since the start of the pandemic, the program has met remotely, and students have not been reporting in the field in order to avoid the transmission of COVID-19.